From PRI, this is Living on Earth Now.
For Living on Earth Now, I'm Jessica Elise Kern. For decades, farmers have been feeding their animals foods with antibiotics. It makes them grow fatter, faster, and can prevent the outbreak of diseases. In fact, 80% of antibiotics used in the U.S. aren't for people, but for chickens, pigs, and cows. This worries the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. They fear feeding farm animals antibiotics could lead to drug resistance. So the agency has come out with brand new guidelines to limit the use of drugs on farms. Now farmers won't be able to routinely use antibiotics, and if they need them to prevent diseases, they'll have to get a vet to write a prescription. But many restaurant chains didn't wait for the FDA to step up to the plate. Among them, Chipotle Mexican Grill. Chris Arnold, spokesperson for Chipotle, says they won't buy meat grown with antibiotics.
We're certainly encouraged that FDA is paying close attention to this issue and that the agency has issued voluntary guidelines. We're hopeful that those guidelines will be enough, but you're dealing with industries that are remarkably change-averse, and there are a couple of limitations in particular that give us some concern, apart from the voluntary nature, is the provisions that allow for the continued use of antibiotics preventively, which is not really their intended purpose. The use of antibiotics in industrial animal agriculture solves an entirely man-made problem, and when you put animals in these horrendously overcrowded conditions, then antibiotics become more important or even necessary. And we'd maintain that if you raise animals in ways that emphasize good animal husbandry and good care for the animals, the antibiotics just simply aren't necessary.
Can you tell me a little bit more about specifics of how Chipotle sources its meat?
Sure. The use of antibiotics seems most prolific and perhaps the biggest issue with hog production, and so I'll talk about that. More than a dozen years ago, we started serving pork from the farms of Nyman Ranch, which is a co-op of individual family-owned farms that are raising pigs in more traditional ways, out on open pastures or in deeply bedded barns without the use of antibiotics. And what we found was that in raising pigs like this, you get better-tasting pork for a couple of reasons. First, when you raise animals outdoors, they develop more back fat to protect them from the elements, and that creates a more moist, marbled, flavorful meat. But the second reason seems to be that animals raised in confinement live their lives under considerably more stress, and the impacts of stress create chemical reactions in the animals that makes the meat tougher and drier and less appealing. So we made the decision to start serving pork from Nyman Ranch more than a dozen years ago, and that gave rise to this larger vision to try to find better, more sustainable sources for all of the ingredients we use, that all of our meat is naturally raised, coming from animals that are raised in a humane way and never given antibiotics or added hormones or drugs that behave like hormones, and that get to live in an environment that's really more akin to what they would do naturally.
Are customers aware of what you're doing?
Customers are increasingly aware. When we started to do these things, it wasn't our intention to do them to create a marketing distinction. We started doing it because we thought it was the right thing to do. Conversations about issues in food were still kind of fringe at the time. And over the last few years, we've really started to see a transition where conversations about food issues are becoming much more mainstream. And as that conversation has started to become more mainstream, we've begun to incorporate those same ideas and messages just under the belief that people are ready for it. People want to know where their food comes from and how it gets to them.
Do you think that this non-regulatory approach that you're bringing and perhaps other restaurants and other organizations might have more success in making an impact on the industrial food system, maybe specifically with regards to antibiotics than these new proposed guidelines that the FDA put out?
We do, and we're certainly hopeful that that's the case. We've long believed that the marketplace is going to drive these kinds of changes more quickly than changes in the regulatory environment, but it's something we believe so strongly and that we've been willing to lend our voice on this issue as it relates to the regulatory or political process. And incidentally, you are seeing really encouraging signs of change. Over the last few years, you know, one or more of the largest pork producers has vowed to end the use of gestation crates, which are small cages where breeding sows spend most of their lives. And these cages are so small that the hogs can't even turn around. All they can do is stand up or lie down. And you've seen some of the really, really big restaurant chains, fast food chains, McDonald's and Wendy's, and most recently Burger King, pledging to move away from serving pork from pigs that are raised using gestation crates. So small steps forward for sure, but small steps taken by the largest producers and the largest buyers and sellers can really move the food chain in very significant ways.
Well, Chris, thanks for talking with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Chris Arnold is the communications director at Chipotle Mexican Grill. I'm Jessica Elise Kern.
Living on Earth Now is produced by the World Media Foundation for Public Radio International. Be in touch at loe.org.